When Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick left the cast of the Broadway smash The Producers nearly 2 years ago, some of the show's magic seemed to go with them. With a series of interim actors to replace them, the box office take was still strong, but far short of the huge sales generated by the original stars. Well, now they're back. Lane and Broderick have returned to the show for a 14-week run. Each will earn $100,000 a week, and the performances are once again sold out. Since news broke that the two stars would return, the big question has been, would the show still be the same? Ben Brantley, theater critic for The New York Times, says in some ways it's better.
The show, in truth, is not as tight, probably, as it was. There's not this sense of something that's brand new and shiny. Both Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane seem to have relaxed into their parts a bit. They're kind of goofing on them, not too much. They're not overdoing it. There's a sense of comfort about it that I actually found great fun, and the show definitely needs them. With them, it's just got a center, a bright red center of a heart that it didn't have otherwise.
And there are some sort of inside jokes this time around?
Yes, the most notable of the inside jokes is at one point, Max, the greedy producer, says to his new protege, Leo, "Rule number one, you do not put your own money in the show." Now, he's added a little postscript to that, which is, that's taboo, and the audience breaks up because most people, because of the ubiquity of Rosie O'Donnell, catch the reference to the show she's produced, Taboo, which is indeed tanking at the box office.
And a money pit.
A money pit.
There was this period of over a year when Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane had left, mm-hmm. and there was a various assortment of other actors who filled their place,
right.
and pity those actors who had to fill those shoes, I guess.
It's awfully tough. I do think the show works without them, but it's not this glittering, gorgeous jewel without them.
Is there a danger to this, do you think? I mean, be careful what you wish for, but having actors who are so closely identified with these roles that when they leave, the show just loses its luster.
I think it's a problem. I think there was a certain arrogance on the part of the creators of The Producers that, hey, it's such a great show, it's got such great production numbers, such outrageous sets and such surefire jokes that we can put anyone in there. And they haven't been able to do that, so they may have to look for bigger names or audition more carefully. But up to this point, no one, these guys own these parts the way that, say, Ethel Merman owned Annie Oakley for many years, or Joel Grey owned the MC and Cabaret. It's hard to think of anyone else really incarnating Max and Leo.
The show has set a record of $1.6 million in sales, box office sales, for a week. What happens when Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane leave in April?
It dropped the last time. I mean, it was never struggling in the way that, say, Taboo is struggling, but it wasn't filling the house. Everyone assumed it would be the kind of runaway hit that Phantom of the Opera or Cats was, and it just wasn't making the same numbers when they were gone.
Now, in the what goes around, comes around department, I guess, this show originally was a movie, 1968,
That's
Mel
right.
Brooks' movie, became a play, now is going to be a movie again, starring...
As a musical, starring Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. Well, such is cultural recycling in America.
Well, Ben Brantley, thanks very much.
Thank you for talking to me.
Ben Brantley is theater critic for The New York Times, talking about the reincarnation of Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick as the producers on Broadway.
It's the end of our careers.
It'll run for 20 years.
Tell us where did we go?